The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 133, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to answer the question, what math can you do with infants? Now let's get started.
Attention all new moms and dads out there. You might be thinking that you don't have to worry about supporting your infant in learning math yet, but you might be surprised to know that both infants and toddlers naturally explore early math concepts through play. You might be thinking that math just refers to numbers and counting, but it also includes the knowledge of shapes, spatial reasoning patterns, and measurements. And parents, as your child's first teacher, you can highlight the math in their child's everyday experiences by providing language and support.
For example, infants are noticing numbers or quantities during their playtime as they reach and look for more than one object. Infants are learning spatial reasoning as they put objects in their mouth or turning toys to look at them from different perspectives. And we know from research that a child's early math skills are predictive of not only math success later in school, but also later reading achievement.
So our question today is, what math can you do with infants? To answer this question, we're going to give credit to the research of Dr. Clements and Sarama for their work with explaining the learning levels children typically experience. Today, we're going to give you activities for infants in each of the four areas of number sense, which includes spatial reasoning, one or two more or less, benchmarks of 5 and 10, and part-part-whole. These activities don't need to take extra time during your day, but are just included in the routines that you are already doing with your child in only 10 minutes a day. First, let's start with spatial reasoning.
The first activity you can do with your infant is play peekaboo with one or two objects during bath time or playtime. You might notice a different response from your infant when you have only one object compared to two objects. The second activity for spatial reasoning is to sing songs with numbers, such as Five Little Monkeys. Children will love the rhyming patterns and soon become more familiar with the names of the numbers. I know I loved to sing to my children when they were little, but you could pull a song up on YouTube if you need a little help.
A third activity is to go on a number hunt to find number symbols. You might find numbers on houses or signs during a walk. You could also go on a number hunt inside your house. The fourth activity is to play with two sets of toys and talk about which set has more objects and which set has less objects. The words more and less are important words and concepts for your child to understand.
Next, let's talk about the number sense component called one or two, more and less. For this component, we are going to explore the concept of counting. The first infant activity you can do with your child for this concept is to read books to your child at bedtime using books that include number words. A popular children's book with numbers is called The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Your child will love it with all the colorful pictures. A second activity is to recite rhyming poems about numbers to your child, such as Hickory Dickory Dock or One Potato, Two Potato.
A third activity for counting is to have your child feed a pet or a puppet a specific number of treats, and as a parent, you can model it first. Keep the number low, like one or two treats. And a fourth activity is to use maracas or drums to keep the beat while practicing counting. Music is very mathematical, and we'll make it a fun way to learn their numbers.
The next component of number sense is called benchmarks of 5 and 10, and it is all about comparing numbers. One activity you can have your child do is talk about if there are more or fewer food items on your plate at mealtime. Make sure to use food items that are countable, such as peas or apple slices. A second activity is to compare two sets of toys during playtime and talk about which set has more and which set has less.
A third activity is to teach your child nursery rhymes about numbers, such as 1, 2, buckle my shoe. And a fourth activity you can do with your child while getting him or her dressed is to talk about the number of socks or the number of shirts needed.
The last number set component, called part, part, whole, is about learning the concepts of addition and subtraction. The first activity for this component is to talk to your child about adding or taking away a toy during playtime. A second activity can be done during bedtime while you are reading books. Not only can you choose books with counting words that we mentioned earlier, but you can have your child count the number of objects on a page.
A third activity for this component is to count small pieces of food on your child's plate at mealtime and then ask how many are left after your child eats a few pieces of the food. A fourth activity is to introduce stuffed animals with funny voices and use number words to talk about how many stuffed animals there are during playtime.
As we mentioned, these activities don't have to take extra time each day, but can be added to the daily activities you are already doing with your child. These activities can be done during everyday routines such as mealtime, bath time, car time, or playtime in as little as 10 minutes a day.
Many parents already have a routine of reading to their infant, and we suggest two ways to add math to these bedtime routines. You can just add books with numbers such as The Very Hungry Caterpillar, or simply count objects in the books you already read to your child. Such simple ideas that will make a powerful effect in developing your child's number sense.
If you would like more activities as your child grows, consider taking one or all four of our 10-minute math mini courses, where we explain each of the levels of learning and provide you with activity cards for each level of learning. You can find these math mini courses on our website at www.10minutemath.com. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math.